This is Vatican Radio, and I'm Tracy McClure. The Vatican Museums are offering an important exhibit in Seoul, South Korea, from December 8th, the day the Church celebrates the Feast of the Immaculate Conception. Seoul's Hangaram Design Museum is presenting the exhibit, entitled Musei Vaticani, bringing together through March 31st a large collection of 70 mostly Renaissance pieces, including decorative artwork, paintings, and sculptures. I spoke to Vatican Decorative Arts curator Guido Cornini ahead of his departure for Seoul for the opening of the exhibit on Saturday. He says while the exhibit opens in the Christmas season, it does continue through Easter next year. Curators took special care in drawing up explanatory panels to familiarize a mostly non-Christian South Korean public with the religious themes of Christian paintings, something that might possibly send a message of common human condition which unifies everybody in this world, he said. Though South Korea is mostly Buddhist, Cornini points out the flourishing growth of the country's Catholic community, and the Vatican Museum's initiative, he says, is being supported by the Bishops' Conference and Nuncio as an expression of the vitality of the local church. He told me more about the exhibit and what it contains.
It will be 70 pieces, chosen among paintings mostly, but also sculpture, as I said, and decorative arts. So we have to consider not large pieces necessarily, but also tiny decorative objets d'art, like could be like book bindings or tiny ivories from the late medieval period, or even church paraphernalia and things like that.
Is there a favorite piece for you?
Among the many, it's difficult to say. It's like songs, in a way. Can you choose one? For a personal relationship I have to this painting, I studied more than others, I would say the tiny Madonna with Child and Saints by Fra Angelico, which is very small, but also very, very precious, very reminiscent of the former activity of this friar painter, who was also an illuminator of manuscripts. And it has the quality and the, the detail of that kind of particular painting technique. So it's very, very fascinating. We start with Florentine and Sienese artists from the 14th century, from the Giottesque, in fact, school, and follow on with the 15th century tradition in Florence and Siena again, because this is what we have, and some people from other central Italian regions like Melozzo da Forlì, the famous painter of the angels, the music-making angels everybody goes mad for in the picture gallery. And the big strike will be having Raphael, Michelangelo indirectly, and Leonardo, because we were able to secure the loan from our own picture gallery of one of the predella panels of Raphael for the Baglioni altarpiece, the famous deposition in the Borghese Gallery being the main panel of that same polyptych. And then by Leonardo the Saint Jerome in the Wilderness, one of his most enigmatic works in absolute. And finally, Michelangelo, as I say, indirectly, because we are actually sending a mold, a cast of his famous Pietà for St. Peter's. So not the original, of course, but a calque, which is virtually identical, as you know. So this will be the first time that people in that remote part of the world will experience the possibility to queue, we hope, and to see these masterpieces and the foundations, in a way, of the Western art system, and we might also think of Western thought at large, in a way.
And of any of these paintings being dusted off and coming out of your warehouses?
Sure. All of them have been. Not only the paintings, actually, but also some of the original sculptures we are sending, because I didn't mention that an extra addition to this exhibition, trying the most to contextualize the artworks we are sending from the 16th century particularly, will be the so-called statue courtyard, or courtyard of the statues. This was a peculiar, we might say, cultural institution invented by Julius II, the famous Pope, having Michelangelo working for him in the Sistine Chapel, or Raphael in his famous rooms. Well, this Pope was so pleased with art collecting, he also had an important collection of old art, the Laocoon group being one of his discoveries, the Apollo Belvedere and other famous statues. Now, we succeeded in sending a couple of originals from that original 16th century context, which is the Hercules and Telephus and the Bathing Venus, plus three casts, once again, of the most important statues which were recovered in that period, which were the Apollo Belvedere, the Laocoon, and the Torso Belvedere also. So that will be a once-in-a-lifetime occasion for these people to see together Renaissance artists on the one hand and the ancient works which inspired those artists on the other hand. And this is not something which was found out by later historians, but it's a direct witness of those days. We do still have drawings that those people did after the originals. And we know this from Vasari and a number of other sources relating on that matter.
You, of course, are going there to work out the logistics. And are you going to be there as well for the opening?
Yes, I'm going to be there for the opening, December the 8th. And basically, it will be a Christmas time exhibition, but it will continue well into the next year, March 31, as a matter of fact. So Easter will be included in the second part. And needless to say, this is not only regarded as an artistic exhibition, as it is, but also in some way as a religious exhibition. You might know that the Catholic community in Korea is experiencing a flourishing growth these very years. And in a way, this is something they would like to have to prove the vitality of this community. And in fact, we got the blessing, so to speak, of the local Episcopal Conference, of the Nuncio, of the Archbishop of Seoul. So there are also the religious authorities, obviously, behind this exhibition, which will be dealing with religious art, but will also explain, or will try to at least, religious subjects, the way they were dealt with by these artists, to a basically non-Christian society, so to a multicultural society. That will be part of the challenge.
And do you have any secrets that you can reveal to us about how you've gone about that?
Well, it's not really a secret. We just tried to keep the text in the catalogue as well as in the exhibition panels the simplest as possible, and to explain somebody who supposedly heard just a little bit about Christianity what we would expect in their place to hear in order to start understanding what we are in front of. So we're not trying to do pastoral action or education, but an indirect way to familiarize visitors with the inner contents of these pictures, and through that possibly send a message about a common human condition which unifies everybody in this world. That's enough for me. I might say that they have a multicultural but also multi-religious society, and it's very, very important the way I could experience in a previous journey I made, the coexistence, the peaceful, the fruitful, I might say, coexistence, not only between Buddhists or, Confucianists or Christians, but even among the different Christian denominations, even. So, in a way, it's the world the way it should be. It's so unbelievable for Western, let's say, observers, but it does work, and it's part of the pride to be there with such a contribution.
Decorative arts curator for the Vatican Museums, Guido Cornini. And I'm Tracy McClure.